It's free for all on the ticket, and that's Sam's kind of jam. Tell us about it.
Another Bad Bunny song. I had the best time of my life at his concert in Mexico City. I did. It was literally the best concert I've ever been to. I'm really a different person when I'm at a concert.
Why are you banging your head on the table, Mike?
How so?
It's just, it's a different, it's a certain kind of high that a concert gives you.
Oh,
when
yeah,
you're
immersed.
No, no, just when you're immersed in, I'm not alluding
to
anything
else. You're just having fun. You're enjoying the experience. The music is getting
yes.
through your body. You're feeling the fun, the excitement, the atmosphere, the energy.
The energy, and surrounded by 70,000 other diehard Bad Bunny fans. We're all there for him and the music.
And you know, Sam was the only one that didn't understand anything he was saying.
It's funny, we had Sam's dad on yesterday and we didn't really have this conversation about the Bad Bunny concert.
Yeah, let's just, yeah, we won't bring that up.
we can move on from that. 156, 56 degrees on the outside. Killer, you have a game show for us.
I do.
Hilarity will ensue. What's going on?
This is a Jeopardy-styled game. All right. I've interviewed Mr. Jeff Kolb, your co-worker.
Fox 4 reporter and anchor extraordinaire.
And photojournalist Mr. Chris Hanks.
Award-winning, or if he's not, he should be.
Veteran
should
be. In the biz.
He should be in the Hall of Fame one day soon. He should be.
He's outstanding. He's like having another reporter in the field. Mm-hmm. He's the best sports photographer in town. We're lucky to have him.
There's been a few camps where he was the only member of the Fox 4 team out there.
Let's not relive those days.
Just one, I think. Boy, Killer's picking at all the scabs here. The drive, the 30-hour drive, and now the year that we didn't send any on-air people. Thanks,
Killer. But guess who noticed that we weren't there that year? Mr. Jerry Jones noticed.
Oh, that's good.
He did notice that.
He did.
All right, well, I asked each of these gentlemen the same 12 questions, all right? And I got 12 answers, kind of. Some answers were not applicable, you could say. But here's the deal. You're going to give me a name. You're going to say Jeff, and then you're going to give me a number. And that number corresponds to a question. It's also the point value for said question. Whoever has the highest points at the end of the game knows their coworkers the best. Now, Mike, if you get an answer wrong, Sam can swoop in
better
and prove
it.
That she knows her coworkers better than you and answer the question
not
correctly.
Likely, but okay.
All right.
A little cocky over there, but okay.
It was supposed to be randomly selected who'd go first, but Mike demanded he go first. So, Mike, you are up.
As usual. All right, I'm going to go Chris Hanks.
Knew it.
Seven. Lucky seven.
Number seven. Chris, what is your music taste or artist? Music taste.
Oh, that's
or
easy.
Artist.
Well, I got to come up with one artist?
One, his favorite music taste and or artist.
I don't know that.
Oh, man. Well,
you should
you
know.
Spent 24
so
hours in a car with this man.
So I can just give a genre.
You can do a genre or you can do the artist. It's your call.
Do I get a bonus point if I do both?
Yeah, we'll give you a bonus. We'll double the points.
So the genre is classic rock.
Okay.
And the artist, boy, I could give sort of an obscure one or I could give the obvious one. I'll say Springsteen.
Wow.
That's 14 points
Thank
right
you.
Out the gate.
Thanks.
Well, that's
Thanks.
Easy because
Thanks for playing, Sam.
They talk about music all,
right, all
the time.
Next.
That's an obvious sorry. Thing. Okay.
Your turn.
I'm going to go Jeff.
Okay.
Four.
Jeff. Work pet peeves. Jeff, what are your work pet peeves?
How much time do you have?
I mean, I've got a lot of them that I could say.
I mean, what are Jeff's, not yours?
No, I know. How specific? Well, communication or lack thereof. Does that count?
It's not what he gave. Jeff's answer was when a cockroach crawls up one of our guests' pant legs in the office.
You want to tell that story?
Yeah, I'm going to tell that story. I think it's time for it to be told. We've kept it in the dark for a while, but this is actually kind of funny because this happened July 4th weekend, and Mike, you were off, and I was off. I was actually in Miami having a nice time, went to dinner, but I, for whatever reason, I can't disconnect, and I always have to be checking my work email. So when I got back from dinner, had a couple glasses of wine, I see an email that was written from our producer talking about how a cockroach in the sports office was crawling around and it crawled up Bruce Levine's leg, our good guest, right before he was supposed to go on the air. He so generously didn't say anything at the time, but of course, we didn't feel great that that happened to our good friend and pal. So
that would be a pet peeve, yes.
That makes sense that that would be his pet peeve, yes.
All right. Sorry, Sam. No points awarded. Great story. By the way, Bruce is filling in with the great Norm Hitchkiss tomorrow.
Oh, maybe from he one can to tell three. It from nice. His perspective. Yes.
Right, Michael, it is your turn.
Jeff, 12.
Jeff, number 12. The habit that annoys you about Sam and Mike, they probably already know. The habit that you annoys you about Sam and Mike.
That annoys Jeff about us. That, what could we possibly do that would annoy anybody? I first of all, I can't understand that. What would the habit be?
It's a great burger joint in Oxnard.
Yeah, it is, actually. That's a good reference there.
Wait, can I ask a question? Is it a sarcastic answer that he gave?
I will say yes. It
Thank
is a sarcastic
you. Okay,
answer.
Okay.
The when we're too awesome? Is that it?
Sam, would you like to steal? This gets you right back in the game.
A pet peeve.
No, it's something that annoys you, that annoys him about you and Mike.
I bet I know. Maybe I'll give
right,
you a
ahead.
Hint. Maybe when we sing in the office?
When you sing.
Well, that could not be annoying.
That would have been perfect for on here, but it's not. He says that they just don't advocate strongly enough with the bosses to get us a new three-for-all set and or fixing the studio lighting.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, I see we're just going with some of this. Mind is going to start thinking down a different road.
All right, currently we have Mike with 14 points, and Sam, you're disappointing us with zero.
That free-for-all desk is in the works, I'm sure.
It is.
In the workshop right now.
All right, let's go, Sam.
Okay, let's go Hank's 5.
Hank's 5. Chris, where are you from? Where is Chris Hanks from?
Oh, no. Huh?
You can't cheat, Mike.
Wait, it's in Texas somewhere, right?
It is.
I need a city.
In the DFW area?
No. Mike?
Burke Burnett.
Yep. Mike now has 19 points,
Sam. This is
unfair. Sam.
They've known each other for 30 years.
Well, you've known Jeff longer than he has.
True.
I'll go Jeff again just to try to keep this thing somewhat fair. Jeff for 9.
Jeff for 9. Who is Jeff's childhood sports hero?
Oh.
Is he young enough for, I guess, Tom Brady?
Oh, it's not that?
Who is Jeff's childhood sports hero?
Maybe it's
Is it a Red Sox player?
Red Sox.
Maybe.
I mean, Sam would
Poppy.
Have to think about
Big Poppy.
There
you
go. Good for you. Good for you.
Right back in this.
There you
nice.
Go.
Right
That's
back
9
in
points.
It.
He's a big 2004 Red Sox fan. All the idiots. He loved them all.
I should have gotten that. Jeff's a baseball player, yeah. But I know he loves Brady, too. So.
Yeah, right. That Brady wasn't a bad guess there.
Thanks, Sam.
That was a good guess. Sam, back to you.
You stole, so you get to go again.
Well, it would be her turn anyways. I'm just going back and forth.
Let's go Jeff 8.
Jeff 8. Jeff, how long have you worked at Fox 4?
Oh, we're both in our 7th year. Yeah. This is our 7th season. We both started in 2019.
I'm going to have to go to the judges on this one.
We both started in 2019.
Connor, yes or no? All right.
Thank you, Connor. Now, am I winning?
No, you're still 2 points behind.
Wow.
19 to 17. All right, Mike, you're up.
Chris Hanks for 11.
Chris Hanks for 11. The things you like most about each, Sam and Mike.
Oh, God.
The things you like most about Sam and Mike.
Is his answer sarcastic?
Partially.
For me, it would be, from Chris, it would be my tender touch, probably.
Well, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
We're still on. I'm sorry.
All right, Sam, you want to steal this one?
Favorite thing about Mike, his musical taste. The fact that he loves to talk about music all the time. Damn.
He loves Mike's hair and Sam's professionalism.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Seems like it's kind of backwards there, but, you know, whatever.
All right, Sam, you're up.
Okay, let's go Chris, two.
Chris, number two. What type of vehicle, make, model, and color is Chris's car?
I have no idea because I only ever see him in his work vehicle.
What's that?
Isn't it?
Would that one count?
That's not what the question is. His vehicle.
I've never seen it.
I bet it would. I bet it's
some type of SUV.
Yeah.
Is it a Ford Explorer?
Nope. Mike, you want to give it a shot?
I know he has. He's always had a. He's always had a Jeep Wrangler. Does he still have that?
Yes, sir, he does. He's got a red Jeep.
Again, that's an unfair advantage.
Well, maybe you should spend 24 hours in the car with somebody.
Maybe you should give a damn about your coworkers is what we're getting down to here. What's our score?
Right now, Mike is leading 21-17.
Ooh.
Mike, you are up.
I'll go back to Jeff for eight.
Jeff, we've already had Jeff.
Yeah, we've already done that.
Jeff, number seven, his music taste and or artist.
Oh, boy, this is difficult.
He really went more artist than music taste.
Oh. More artist for Jeff. See, I don't know any of the artists of an age that
after
he would
1978.
Be listening to. Exactly.
I don't know.
He did give a caveat, though, that if Mike was answering the question, this band, Mike would know.
Okay. In honor of our producer today, I'm going to go Killers.
Sam?
Is it a band from Mike's time, or is it a band that's more from...
Well, here's the thing. If it was Mike guessing from Mike's Spotify list, he gave a specific band.
An artist.
But his all-time favorite band is another group.
For the artist, is it like hip-hop?
No. I'm giving too many hints already. But it's not Bad Bunny.
No, I knew that. Is it a male artist?
Yes. Yeah. We're not playing 20 questions.
Apparently we are.
Is it, darn it. Is it Coldplay for the band?
Oh, man. No, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm. Oh, that's
so far
one.
Away from Coldplay. I bet he's going to be mad at you. All right,
like
Sam,
them.
You're up. We got time for a couple more.
All right, Jeff Six?
Jeff Six. Jeff's favorite actor or movie?
Oh, great.
Movie
I'm such an expert
actor.
In the movie department. I'm
yes,
really
he
gonna
actually
get
has,
this one.
One of them he's very disappointed because he's pretty sure you've never seen.
Yeah, you think?
Is it The Departed or Good Will Hunting?
You've never seen
there
The Departed?
Good Will Hunting.
Wow. I've seen parts, not the full.
Oh, so we get some multiple answers now in hopes that one of them is right. Okay. Man, desperately trying to keep this thing close, I see.
All right. Mike, you're up.
Chris, for whatever the highest number remaining for him is.
Okay, number, here we go. This is for 12 points.
Oh, we still have Chris for 12. Wow.
What is Chris's childhood sports hero?
Ooh.
Surely you've had that discussion in the car a time or two.
Yeah. There's a few to choose from, but I will go Roger Staubach.
Mm.
Oh, damn.
Sam, you want to take a guess? This one shocked me when I read it.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm never going to guess it.
All right. Roberto Clemente.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm surprised by that, too.
Yeah, I was, like, totally shocked. I figured it'd be somebody, some Red Raider.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sam?
All right. Have we done Chris 3?
Chris, number 3. What type of pets and names does Chris have?
I know he has Huskies.
All right. There we go.
Don't know the names.
You just had to get one or the other, pets or names. He has a husky named Raider.
That's it.
There you go.
All right. Sam's at 26. Mike's at 21.
Oh, no.
Mike.
Well, I'll go with Jeff for, is Jeff for 7 available?
No.
6?
No.
Eight?
No.
What's the highest
11.
Number for Jeff
do
available?
Do 11.
Yeah, you can do 11.
Okay, let's do that.
The things you like most about each, Sam and Mike, the things that he likes about each of you.
These are difficult,
Is it
man.
Sarcastic or is it...
These are tough.
I think one of them's sarcastic and one of them's heartfelt because of the region he came from.
Okay, so mine is heartfelt and yours is sarcastic.
I think mine would be my natural musky aroma. That would, oh, okay. Damn it.
Okay, right. For me, it's either that him and I are both from the same area or that his mom and I both went to UConn.
He loves that Mike's name is a four-letter word like his, Jeff. And that Sam's addicted to Duncan.
Okay. I should have known that. That was an obvious All one. Right. A missed opportunity.
All right, here we go. This one. This is the last one. This is for
She's
all...
She's already ahead. I need to have a chance to
okay,
come
you know what?
From behind.
You want a one chance
more
to get
each?
Ahead?
One more each?
One more each.
Okay.
All right, pick one. Mike, or Sam, you're up.
First.
Let's go... Did we do Jeff 9?
Jeff 9, we did, but I got another one right okay. there by it. All right, so this is Jeff for 10, actually. So, you ready?
Uh-huh.
What college did he attend and any clubs or fraternities he was a member of?
Emerson.
Okay.
He was a baseball player.
That's right. That was worth 10 points right there, Sam.
I can't win now.
Give it a shot. This is for double or nothing here, Mike.
Double or nothing.
This is for the victory. I will stay with Chris.
This isn't for the victory.
Whatever.
This is worth 20 points.
Oh, the last okay. question is worth a bunch of points.
All right.
Okay. Chris for
20
the win.
Points. 20 right. points. You ready?
Yeah.
Go for it. You ready?
Please.
What? You have to get both of them to get to 20 points. What is Chris's who is Chris's favorite actor and what movie?
Ooh.
Favorite actor?
This is one I should have a
movie.
Better idea of than I do. Oh, Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Oh no!
Sam, would you like
he
to steal
movie.
It?
I have no idea because I've never talked to Hanks about his favorite movie, and right. I also don't watch movies like that. So,
well, Chris's
no. So,
favorite,
do I win though?
You're gonna win, but Chris's favorite movie is Animal House, and Denzel Washington is his favorite actor.
Oh, okay. I love right. Denzel.
Right. Who doesn't love Denzel? But congratulations, Sam. You are the better co-worker than Mike. Therefore, Mike is going to have to go buy some big old gift cards later today to smooth some roads.
I could have predicted this outcome, really, but,
I don't... I didn't like...
And it wasn't even close. It was 36-21.
I didn't like the design of this game. I think it was inherently unfair, and I will be protesting to the commissioner. Thanks, Killer. That was
fun. Thanks, Killer. That
was fun. Up next, we're going to battle through Ducey's sports diary. Free-for-all on the ticket.